the Mishnah later, Mishahekshech Lai Baderuch, you were traveling on the road and it was still right before Shabbos, is nice thing Kislo Nachri. The Bona made a kula that if you meet a guy on the road, you're allowed to give your wallet to the guy and tell the girl to take it home. And I'll see you after Shabbos, I'll get it from you after Shabbos. They make this kula. Is even though really it should be Yosem of the Rabbonim, because by you giving it to the guy, you know the guy has to carry it home for you on Shabbos. So he's like doing a malacha for you on Shabbos. And that's also to tell a guy. You're not allowed to tell a guy even on Friday to come and do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So here you're telling the guy on Friday, right before Shabbos, take my wallet and take it home with you, so he's carrying the wallet for you. So that's the cool that Rabbanu will make him here. And the reason is because they weren't making like this, since the person is Burl Amamainoi. The person gets very nervous. Before Shabbos now, he's on the derech, and he can't do anything with his wallet, he's going to be over the Aveira and carry it home. We're afraid he'll carry the wallet, Baal Damas Meshussa Rabbim. So today that a person shouldn't be so nervous, and shouldn't be worried about putting his wallet down the street, instead of coming and carry it, Baal Damas, the Rabbanu will make it, that if you have a goy, you're allowed to give it to a goy. Who will be Mussi later, the last parent, a lot of other eights is what to do. But the eitzah is that the bottom end zera, not that the person should be patumul and carry it himself. The maker, you can give it to a guy, the guy can carry it home for you. Shrashi noisin kisla nochri for loyi patenu pachas nochos midal damis. They don't even want you to be samech on carrying pachas midal damis, even though it's only yisum of the rabbanim. The rabbanim didn't give you hetem. The rabbanim it's also to carry something through a shusar rabbin pachas midal damis. As you walk 2 feet, you'll stop on the lofush. Then you walk another 2 feet, but the Rabbanan that's also what to do. So this was a cooler than one of the Yitzchak Gzeris. Right to the Yidduch, what's another one of the Gzeris? Omar Boli, Omar Avimi, Sanso, name of the person, Shemak, the name of where he came from, Piton, that you're not allowed to eat Pasak, you're not allowed to eat bread was made by a goy is a baker. Ushmanen, who then you're not allowed to eat the oil of a goy. I got the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Matkhil that made the Gzeri can't eat Goyish oil, but later they Mavatal the Gzeri was the Gzeri Shiyash Alamed Boy, it was too hard, and Lamaisa we are allowed to eat olive oil that comes from a Goy. Maybe you need a Hechsher on it, but even though the Goy made it, we're allowed to have it, the Shemin. But the first Gzeri was the Shemon and the oil was also also. The Yenim, the body made the Gzeri of Yayin Nesach, you're not allowed to eat wine, drink wine that Goy made. Uben is saying, Huladim, you can't intermarriage with the Benoseim. Now, with the daughters of the Goyim. So the Gemara of Oide Ezori at the Kashas Midi Raisi not allowed to. What do you have to Gzeres Rabbonim? So Gemara of Teret says that the Gzeres are even with Yichud. They made an Issa Yichud, you can't be Miyachud with the Benoseim. Kulon the Yudches Dabrahim. All these last Gzeres like one Gzeres, part of the Yudches Gzeres. So Trashi Ubenoseim. And the Sechta Oide Ezori Pachim of Benoseim de Raisa. That's that you can't marry a Shiksa, that's Midi Raisi you can't marry them. And the Morgan the Terrace there, we're not talking about marrying them and having beer with them, we're talking about just the Yichud. Or Yichud with a Shiksa was also Watsim and Rabbonim. That's part of Yudchet Zavis. Kulam Yudchet Vorm Heim. Shrashi Vahor Kulu, these last piton, the bread, Pathakum, and Shmonim, and Yenim, and Benesayim was all like one Gzeir Chodehi. So Gozo a piton, why did they make Gzeir not eat bread that a guy made Mishum Shmonim? Because Lachay should come to drink their oil. Why do they make gzeirah on the shmonim mishum yenim? If you drink the oil, you come to drink the wine. And why do they make gzeirah on wine? Because you come to drink with them, you come to intermarriage with them, and be with the shiksas. So it's after one gzeirah. They ask, they want you to stay away from the shiksas. So they ask you not to eat the bread, and not to drink the yarn, and not to drink the shem. Agav talks out, even though that the bread, we know, is not also bano. Pas akum is not also bano. It's just you're not supposed to eat it. And there are certain terms when you are allowed to eat pasakim, if this pas palter at least. A bread that a private goy baked, there's no heter. If a goy baked a private bread in his house, and you come to his house, there's no heter if you eat it. Just pas palter, a bakery, a goyish bakery that bakes bread, then there's no kugus. That there's no other Yiddish bread around, you're allowed to eat it. There are kugus. The core point of bread is not also banor. Yenam stam yain nesr is also banor. But those are the kasha, if they're both the same zeros here, how come yain netzer is also banor and passes muta banor? I'll tell you this is true. The reason why they ask it stam yenim, mean just stam a goyish wine, is mishum benoseim. We don't want to drink wine with them, we come to marry them. But once the rabbanim made exeru on the wine, since there is a musib of yain netzer midiraiker, that means if a goy takes yain and throws it in front of the avodah zarah, it becomes also banor midiraiker. So since by their wine is a possibility for it to be also midiraisam, when the Rabbanu made Xera not to drink any wine that a guy touched, the Rabbanu went a step further and made like Cain diraisam. together a din as if it's Yayin Nesech and it's also Banur. That's why Yenam is more Chomer than Pitun. Even though the Tchilas HaGzerah was for the same reason. We don't want you to eat bread with them, so you come to drink wine with them. Wine, you come to marriage with them. So tomorrow, Honicha L'Rab Meir, he had 18. El Rab Yosi, Shifsri Heaven. According to Rab Yosi, he said before the Gzerah of the Keli, under the Tzimur, if the Mayim was called Mayim Shuv Manat, he holds up Adayim Himachlekis. So you only have 17, you don't have 18. How do you have 18? And the Gemara, Ikohod Rav Acha Bar Adah, the Yom Rav Acha Bar Adah, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Gozro Al Pita Mishim Shmonim. True, they asked that you can't eat Goyish bread until you drink the oil. The Al Shmonim Mishim Yenim, can't drink the oil until you come to drink the wine. Now, Al Pita, and for the Gemara, Al Pita Mishim Shmonim, Ma Yom and Hashem Mipath, like why is Shem any better than Path? Because they're the same category. Ela Gozro Al Pita Lushmonim Mishim Yenim. It's like a true. It's not that if you eat Path, you come to eat the oil. What is one that do? Why is one better than the other? Just means that Tchilo that a goy is not to eat pas akum and not to eat shem and oil that goy made, up you come to drink the wine. V'yayenim, what's wrong if you drink wine with goyim? Mishim ben saying, you come to drink with them, you come shikr with them, you come to intermarriage with them. V'yabenaseyim, why would the goyim have been saying? Mishim dovrachel. Now this is the second gzeirah, mishim dovrachel. We'll soon see what that means. V'yadovrachel, mishim dovrachel. And another thing, mishim dovrachel. Or even the first thing, Abunaseim Mishum Dabracha Poshimid Mishum Avoid Zoram. They were Gochoshes. Why shouldn't you be Miyachid with the Shiksis? Because if you Miyachid with them, we're afraid you'll become Oivet Avoid Zoram. And that was the equal purpose they made these Zerus. You shouldn't come to be Oivet Avoid Zoram. Now, the Al Dabracha, they made another Gzera, Mishum Dabracha, Mishum something else. This is the extra Gzera they were putting into the Yudches. For the Gemara, my Dabracha, what is this last Gzera, one or to another one? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Gozro al Tinek Nochri, they made a new gzera, that a Tinek, a Goyish kid, she metama beziva, that when he's one day old, they gave him a din ziva on him, they gave him tuma zav on him. Why they give him a tuma zav on him? Shlo yehe Tinek Yisrael regal etzloi the Mishkav Zohar. They that the Yiddish children should not go play with Goyish children. At the time the Chazal was very shchir to have Mishkav Zohar, I mean men and men live together, and Goyish kids used to do that. So that the Yiddish kids shouldn't be in influenced from the Goyish kids, they made the Goyish kids out tummy. So now, since the tummy mashmas, they feel that the Yiddish kids knew. In the Zman HaGemara, when you had to be Nizir and Trum of a Taira, they knew if something was tummy, you had to stay away from him. You can't go near him. So since the Rabbani were Goyish Tumor on Goyish kids, the Yiddish kids wouldn't play with him. Tread Gemara, Yochi Yabazer, Reb Meir, Nami, Shishun Hevi, according to Reb Meir that you are Goyish the first Gzeiro of Mayim Shuvim. So we have the Gzeira Mayim Shuvim, and you have this last Gzeira that a Tinnik is a Zavah, you have 19 then. So the Gemara Yochad, the Rabbeinu Nami Shisra Hevi, there are 19. And the Gemara Oichlin Vekalim, Shenitmol Bemashkin, that the we said two different Gzeiras Mechila, that the first 9 Gzeiras of the Tumor is really one. Oichlin knows Mekabot Tumor, and Kalim is Mekabot Tumor Bemashkin, they're both the same type of Gzeira. He includes that as one, therefore now altogether you have 18. Let's see Rashi. Honich l'Rav Meir zot Rashi, t'man l'luha d'maniach kelim tachat ha'tinur, heve l'hu yudches. He includes the machlekes. If you leave your barrel outside when the clouds go away, and then the clouds come back again, that was a machlekes b'sham in Beithilu. And the Meir says that Beithilu gave into Beishamai, so it was one of the yudches gzeiris. It's good how you have yudches. Where are the yudches? Test the psula truma. The nine that we start off with, the Gezer on the Sefer, on Yadayim, Mayim Shuvim, or Mishim Psula Truma. Those are the first 9 Gezeris. V'yem Kerim, V'yem Purim. Then from the Mishnah before, you can't read on Shabbos in front of a light, a lamp. And you can't pick out the lights in front of the lamp, that's another 2 Gezeris. So you have 11 Gezeris. Parchatzah, you have 11. Parshul Zayin, we need a 7 more. Tzimur, the Gezerah now of Mayim Shuvim, if you left your barrel outside, is 1. Or Madeya, the Tumah, if you have this Madeya, the thick of a strap, that's Mekabel Tumah for the person that's carrying it, that's the second one. So you have a 2, 5 to go. Or Benois Kusin, 4 to go. Or Boitzer, 3 to go. Dule Truma, 2. Benois Saint Kisai, that's the 2, 1 more. Or Pitim Shmonim Chodah. Pitim Shmonim is 1, that's why you have the 18. For the Marbara Kontra of Yasti, Kohor, the Moisab of Yitzchak and Avimi, Hadavrach Mishum Dovracher, Babenese Mishum Dovracher, Avodizor. It means the reason why the goyim did not eat bread and not to drink with them and not to be miyach with the daughters, the ikzer was you shouldn't end up being raved by the zorah. once you're like into marriage or go with them, the Torah says, Kisitcha, you come to be Yerdin Avodah Zarah. The Yerd Gozo Dovrach, they made another type of Gzeira. Shlehusukan, it wasn't mentioned here. That what? That a Goyish kids Shematama Bezivon. They are still away in the Zav, even though the kid didn't see any Zav, to Rabbonim and gave him a Din Tumor. A Goyish kid has a Din Tumor on him. Oichlin became Shinitmo Bemashkin Chodachoshul. That's considered like one of the Gzeiras. So now according to everybody that have their Cheshbin, how you have exactly 18 Gzeiras. But these are 18 Gzeiras that even though Beshame was the one that first initiated, put it in, or they still it was masculine to the next day, and it was Rabbo Beshame, therefore we pass point Beshame and these Gzeiras. All the Gzeiras, we always pass like Beis Hillel. Because we say they didn't have a meeting then. Usually there were more Talmidei Beis Hillel than Talmidei Beis Shammai. Usually Beis Hillel was the Roi. That's why Kol HaTorah, we always pass like Beis Hillel, they're the Roi. But in this one case where they went up to the Aliyah and they closed the doors on the Beis Medrash and they had a count in the Beis Medrash, at that time, Beis Shammai was the Roi. That's why these Gzeiras, we pass like Beis Shammai. So the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Yomim, Ein Shoyin Diyoi, you're not allowed to soak D'yoy like ink, the samamonim a type of dye in water, the kashinon, that's the maicha behema type of food, el kadeshi yisheru mibay joim. You want to like soak the bean, kashinon are hard beans, to give behemas. So you want to soak the beans before Shabbos, or soak it, that it should be softened to use it on Shabbos. The shamos, you have to do these things before Shabbos. You can't just put it into the kli right before Shabbos and let it happen on Shabbos. And we'll say the maskana is the reason why Beshami holds the sasam, because they hold is an isra shvisas kelim. They hold just like we have the locha shvisas behemtoi. You're not allowed to let your behema do work on Shabbos. Beshami holds who then your kelim has to rest on Shabbos. If you own a kli, no malacha is allowed to be done in your kli on Shabbos. Therefore, you own these kelim. You're not allowed to like soak dye in water right before Shabbos. That on Shabbos is being soaked like you're making dye here. Since that's a malach of tzedayah, and the kli is doing it, even though the person is not doing it, just the kli is doing it, they hold there's an issa shvisas kelim. Right, so, el kadesh yishorim by Jerim, it has to soak or die before Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel matir, malach we hold like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel holds there's no issa shvisas kelim. Your keli is allowed to work for you on Shabbos. Just the person can't do work on Shabbos, or else a behemah can't do work on Shabbos. Mashenkein, other people, Mashenkein and Kalem, they could do work on Shabbos. Well, they fill the Makim with the Kashi, Mishenosin as the Maim of Bajoyim. If you put the water in the Bajoyim, it's mutter. Because you're doing the Malacha before Shabbos. What's happening on Shabbos is by itself. The Kalem is doing it by itself. Now, don't make any examples. They shama yoimim, a noistim, oinen, shall pish them, but take a tanner. You can't put a piece of flax inside the tanner, inside the oven, or mislabas rashi to make it white. This is a malach. If you do it on Shabbos, it's a malacham. So Beshami holds you can't put it into the oven right before Shabbos. Since on Shabbos the oven is whitening the pishtun, the kli is doing a malacha, that's also. Now the kadesh yavidu by Jim, it has to be whitened before Shabbos. But when you said semel yuri, you can't put wool into the big yura where you want to dye it. El kadesh yitlo tayin, unless the god died before Shabbos. So they fill the material, the same svara. They still hold you allowed to put the flax inside the kli before Shabbos, because what the person did was before Shabbos. I on Shabbos is being dyed. The person is not doing it; just the kli itself is doing it. That's mutter. They shama yerim in the same thing. A person mitzudis chayiv biyofes v'dogim. You're not allowed to put out traps right before Shabbos to capture the hamas on Shabbos. And the kadesh yitzayim of bajoyim. Unless you put it there Friday afternoon or Friday morning, that you know minastam you'll capture them before Shabbos. Well, they still invite the material. Because Beis Hillel holds no malacha, the kli to do malachas on Shabbos. Only the person can't do malacha. So since you set the trap before Shabbos, what the person did was before Shabbos. I on Shabbos, the kli is trapping the behemoth, that's mutter. Beis Shammai Yomim ein mochrin lenochri. You're not allowed to sell something to a nochri right before Shabbos. And it's exactly he's going to, what's going to say? V'yayin toyin et imroi. You can't let him take out some packages out of your house Friday. They magvina love. You can't put packages on top of him. El kadesh yigia lemakim korav. Unless he reach his house before Shabbos. If he's leaving your house on Friday afternoon, and he's leaving your house, he's going home. If you know he has a 2-hour trip home, you're not let him leave your house 2 hours before Shabbos. Out the Shammai. Because it's the gzera. People think as if you made him a shliach. You appointed him to take this for you. If you appoint the guy to do a malach, he's not allowed to do a malach for you on Shabbos. So since it looks to people, since he's coming out of your house now, either with tzchayra, or he's coming out with packages, it looks like you told him to do it, so the Shammai holds it's awesome.
But Bistilu Matiru, Bistilu Matiru, there's no Gzeira. Since the Emerson, the guy is doing this himself, you didn't sell it to him that he's doing you a Tzayvah, you sold him a Kli, it's his. Now he's going home, he's doing this himself. So either the Gzeira people think you told him, Bistilu does also the Gzeira. Nobody told him anything. Just time working out. Well, soon see. Even according to Bistilu, they have to leave your house before Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to come into your house on Shabbos and take out something on Shabbos. Then even Bistilu's Medius Gzeirim. That looks as if the guy is taking it. Amar, that used to be a shayla on Lakewood Amar on Yom Kippur, where you have diaper service. So diaper comes to the house to take the diapers away. So Amar, they come Monday and Thursday. Amar, Yom Kippur comes down on Thursday. Amar, Yom Kippur comes down on Thursday. So what do you do with your diaper service? You want to leave it outside, the guy comes into your house and takes it away. So that's a shayla that's mutter now. Kosher should be awesome, because you're not allowed a guy come into your house on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur to take something out, because it looks as if you told him to do it. Now some people are maker because if you do a lindana that the diaper service, nobody calls him to come today, he comes on his own, like it's a routine. Everybody knows the diaper service comes routine. Just like there's a hetter for the garbage also. If you have the garbage man comes into your backyard, take out the garbage. Some people want to ask for that. He's not going to come into your house to take it out. But the hetter is, no, everybody knows that you're not calling him to come. Yeah, that's a routine, the way they come. So you could be maker on that. No, no. The garden is a bus, different office. Imam is doing a malacha for you when you're saying that's us, they can't work for you, can't have a guy working for you. So Matthew, say Shama Yunim, ain't nice and iris la avdon, you're not allowed to put the skin to be worked on, for like Kalim the Kaivis, you can't give your suits to the cleaners, Mokhri to Gaish the cleaners, and the Kadesh Yasuma by Jun. You have to make sure they're gonna finish cleaning it before Shabbos. Otherwise it's like this exam, it looks like you told them to do it for you on Shabbos. Uva Kulan Bay Silumatirin, Ima Shamish. Avi, if Rashi Boir Hacham is Rachas, Avi, you gave him to the cleaners before Shabbos, it's Mutter. Havada Pervani, you're not supposed to tell the cleaners Badafka to do it on Shabbos. But if you give it in on Friday, and then Astami to pick it up Monday, which the cleaners could do it on Sunday, then it's Mutter. Omri Rav Shimon Gamliel, Noigin Hoyo Beis Sab, that's what we used to be Noigin in our house, Shoyo Noistin Kli, Love and the Chayvus, used to give a white kale to the cleaners, Nochri, a Goyish, a cleaner, Shleishu Yom Kredin Shabbos. His own name, like the Shammai, the doctor gave the stuff to the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos. Today, they should be finished before Shabbos. So the Mishnah of the Shogun, Eilu V'Yelu, She'etoyin and Kairos Beis Habad, that are right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put the big heavy beans on top of the Beis Habad, that's where you make the oil, the olives. When you want to press the olives to get the olive oil, you're allowed to put the beam on top of the olives right before Shabbos, even though on Shabbos, right, the Kohen is pressing down the olives, making olive oil. The Agulay Agas, who then you want to put the big beans on top of the grapes to press the grapes that the wine should come out on Shabbos, that's Mutter. Even Beis Shammai is maskim. We'll see in the Gemara why. Two. What? Yeah. Right. We'll see, those are different zeros. That's Shem Yachta. It'll be those different zeros. The zeros on Shabbos itself, you come to be chit, you come to hit the fire to make it better. Was the Gzeras on Shabbos? Rashi, Kshetoyanim es hazeitzim bekoros beis Sabbat, the es hanovim beguli agas, shlohoyu oitzim oitzim begalgol, kumay shalomu, elotoyanim oitzim bekoros. How do you used to press it? You used to put a big heavy beam on top of the grapes, on top of the olives. Kvei de vahanu begas, kori igulim. From the wine is called nigul. Shoyadapin ozim, the asun kigul. It's not like a round, like round. Vishavim, shetoyan oitzim bajoyim. Vyamash, koyelich bezav, kola Shabbos. Here even the Shammai is Moed, you have to put the big bean before Shabbos, and the oil of the grapes, the wine comes out. Umar Poruch, my Shino, why is the Shammai asking him? Tlepolik Beshami Boho, Meforish Mishum, Dinamiyavud Lubi Shabbos, Lekichiv Chatis. Even if you would put the bean on top of the grapes, or oil, or olives, on Shabbos, there's no Issa Diraisa. Tichi Amin, Tchitos, Zaytsum Yanov Mavalochon, when do we say squeezing out olives or grapes is also Midiraisa, per Kobis Mishkurom, Hani, Mili, Bezaytsum Yanov Mishle, Riskum Vajoin, that wasn't squeezed at all before Shabbos. Devil and Mepharad, Devil Masoi. It means on Shabbos you take a whole grape, and now you squeeze out the grape, that's the Yav Malocha. You be Mepharad. You're taking the juice out of the Yechel. Hagodah B'teichoi, we told us the dash, as doing with the dash, we are separating the sheaf from the tefillah. Aval hocho, a nice thing kaira agabe zeitzim machetech and chila. How they used to make this gas? First they would grind off the olives. And after the olives are grind off, then they first put the big beam on top and squash it good to press it. Rechein hanozim, dorcha nice and chila, same thing with grapes. First they used to press down the grapes. Beregel,
Obalav kohen without a kohen nami mashke nafik milelo. Elo the nafik shaper is even without this big beam. Also, it would drip out. The juice would drip out. It wouldn't come out so good. He asked of ledam levash. Therefore, since even if you do this on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issur deraisa. So the shami is more. You're allowed to do this before Shabbos. And even about on Shabbos, only issur derabbanan. On issur derabbanan, we didn't make the gzeiros. So the Gemara. Man tana misinus mayel ledioi zui shuyosin. Who's the tana that says here that the shami is not to put the ink into the water right before Shabbos? That according to Beis Shammai, it's osur. Why? Because now when the ink is going into the water, it's like being mixed up, it's being dyed, and that's also to do on Shabbos. Trashi. Man tana mistekinashi. Man tana misinus mayel ledioi. The alpha pishle gibul hadioi. You didn't mix up at all the water and the ink. Zui shriyosin. Just by letting the ink
sit in it.
The head of Lisha today, that's called Lisha. You have an abmalach of Lash. Lash means mixing up two things together, it comes like one. So you put dye into the water, just pouring the dye into the water, that's a malach of Lash. So it must need to let it give you. The Mishnah just says you're pouring the dye into the water, doesn't say you have to mix it up. The Afligo Bevel Bajoin, Mechlav the Shamas Chayim Chatasu. That the Shammai asks it, why? Because if you do this on Shabbos, it's a Chiv Chattis. And he holds, you're not allowed to let your Kalim do Melachot on Shabbos. But you see, if it's done on Shabbos, it's an Av Melachot. Who's this man Yom without even mixing it up? It's also called Lash. On Rabbi Yosef Revi, he goes according to Revi. The Tanya, Echad Mesna Tekemech. Real Lash is you take water and flour. So Bryce says, if somebody puts flour, the Echad Mesna Samayim, then the second person on Shabbos comes and pours water over the flour, he's Achwan Chayiv. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda, the second one is Chayiv Chatas on Shabbos. It's called the Didlash. What did he do? He just poured water into the flour. Even though he didn't mix up the flour and water, you see, just pouring water into the flour is called Lash. Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Chayiv Achi Yigbo. He has no, the Melechas Lash is only when you mix it up. You have to mix it up first. Omalei Abaye. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omalei Abaye, no. The Dilma Adkele, come Rabbi Yehuda, became after Bar Gibbehu. When does Rabbi Yosi say you only chayiv you mix it up by flour and water? Well, it's a derech to mix it up. You always need the dough. So since it's a derech to mix up the flour and water, you only chayiv if you mix it up. Avul dioi, but regular ink. The lav by gibelhu, the whole derech is just to throw the ink into water. Nobody mixes it up. It mixes it up by itself. Ein malachayiv. Maybe even Rabbi Yosi is masking you chayiv. So our mishnah goes across everybody. So to my name, leisak adak, but that's not true. The time you will learn. Echad neisnes efer, where somebody put the ashes. The Yechad Meisen Esamayim, somebody put water into the ashes, is Achron Chayiv, Divrei Rebbe, it's a help Rebbe, that's also called Lash. You put water into ashes, that's called Lash. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Hudi Weimer, Nein, you're not Chayiv, Achi Yigvul. So Lechura, even though you're putting water into ashes, which is not a derech to mix it up, usually just putting the water into ashes alone should be enough. Still we see, according to Rebbe Yosef, you never Chayiv for Lash, unless you mix it up. So within an Al Mishnah, you wouldn't be Chayiv of putting water into, dye into water unless you mix it up. Take my name. The Dilma my Eifer offer. Maybe Vayat, it doesn't mean ashes, it means dirt. The Vayat Gibbehu. And dirt, that's a normal thing. How do you make cement? You mix up the water and the dirt together. So maybe it means dirt here. For the Gemara Vatanya Eifer, it says Eifer, Mashal ashes. Ashes you don't mix up. For the Gemara Vatanya Eifer, the Kashan says two blices. One time it says ashes, one time it says dirt. So you can't say the first one also means dirt. How come it says Eifer? It should have said offer. And the Gemara now is not Shvem. Midi Gabi Adobi Tanya. Did both rices say the exact same time that we have a riot to say that one has to be ashes, one has to be dirt? They were learned two different times. So the one that said it both times meant to say dirt. No, instead of saying offer, he said Ephraim. But really, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosi even. The one that Rabbi Yosi say you have to make a gibble, you have to mix it up to be chayiv for lash, only something that's a derech to make lash. Like either flour and water, or else dirt and water. Mashenkin, something like, or like dye and water. It's not a derech, then it'd be chayiv even without mixing it. Torah Rabbonim. Poiskin mayim legime erev Shabbos im chashecha. You're allowed to turn on the hose right before Shabbos and let the water shoot into the garden the whole Shabbos. Or mesmalis velechas kol hayom kula, and they can fill up the garden on Shabbos. Or manichin mugmor tachas hakelim. I'm all used to make the spices, burn the spices, that the smoke coming up went into the kelim, into the begodim, and made the begodim smell good. So on Shabbos it's awesome, but if you do this before Shabbos, it's mutter. Ere Shabbos, or mesgamor v'holchem kol hayom kula. Even though the whole Shabbos, the kelim is becoming smelling more and more and more, but since you started it before Shabbos, it's mutter. Or manichin gofri is tachas hakelim. You could put sulfur under the kelim. Also, Erev Shabbos in Kosheicha. Or Mizgashim Baruchim Kol Shabbos Kula. The sulfur, like, when it gives a smell into the kelim, the whole Shabbos that's mutter. Rashi, the Hema Shchirois, the Nikoros for Kermuses, it blackens the kelim. Rashi, Gosvias Takas Kikas, the one that silver kelim, Shemitzayim Behem, Turochim, the Tulis. They make pictures out of that. You put sulfur, you heat up the sulfur into the silver, you can make pictures out of it. Or menichin baite kumur agabi yayin. You're allowed to put some eye medicine on top of the eye. The esplanis agabi maker, the other wound. You're allowed to put the esplanis, using me as a bandage full of medicine. Ere Shabbos im kashecha. Habi, you put that bandage full of medicine before Shabbos is mutter. Or misrapas malachas koyen kula. Even though the whole day on Shabbos, now you have this refuah healing you, but since you're not putting it on Shabbos, it's put there before Shabbos, it's mutter. Abul ein noisnein chitul tech rechayim. This is the one thing that's also. You can't put wheat to rechayim, to a grinder shomayim. That how do you move the grinder? Not by animals, not through mayim. Unless it gets the ground before Shabbos. But you can't let the put it in before Shabbos, even though the water was doing it by Shabbos. Here it's also. For the more my time, why is this worse than any other melachis? Since you started it before Shabbos, it should be mutter. Or merabe mefnei sheshmas takil. Here it's a lukzer like avshemus. It's not nice. Hey, so the chayim that's run by water makes a lot of noise. So something that's making a lot of noise is not covered on Shabbos to have it running those Shabbos. Even though really there's no risk of the raisa, with the rabban it's also to have something going that's making a lot of noise. But some people want a time with the shalav, you have your dryer going from before Shabbos. You didn't shut it off yet, the shalav, it makes a lot of noise. Mama's rattling away, it should be a shalav, ashmoy takil. It's not nice to have something there in your house that's rattling away, making a lot of noise. Shalav. Some people still say it's not time. Right. Omle Rav Yosef. V'leimah mal nishum shvisah kelim. How is this mutter? Why do we say rechayim? You have a shalav, why can't you use this grinder used with water? Why do we say it's also? Because it's an issa shvis of kelim. You have to let your kelim rest on Shabbos. So since you own this grinder, you're not allowed to let work on Shabbos. The Tanya, the pasuk says that the cholah shiramati aleichem tishmuru l'rabbi shvis of kelim. This goes according to the Shamis Yosha that there's an inyan of shvis of kelim. You have to let your kelim rest on Shabbos also. So maybe that's the reason why the rechayim is also. Elo Amr Rabbi Yosef Einich Nami Mishum Shvisas Kalim. I'll tell you the reason why it's also Mishum Shvisas Kalim. You're not allowed to let your Kalim do Melach on Shabbos. So the more of a hash to the Yam with the Beit Tzimul. If Mishvisas Kalim, if you want to say now, even according to Beit Tzimul also, who these brises are Alocha, goes according to Beit Shammah, going according to Beit Tzimul. The Beit Tzimul is also masculine. You're not allowed to let your Kalim work on Shabbos. The rice or the Zayda, the whole first part of the brises are Shver. Gofris or Mugmur, my time is Shavu. How come your brother said you're allowed to let like the fire start before Shabbos and burn the gofrias, burn the sulfur, or burn the incense going into the kelim? I on Shabbos doing the kelim are doing melachis, and the Gemara then they call it ma'isa because no ma'isa is being done on Shabbos. Hey, is there a chayim moving around? That's called the big ma'isa is being done with the kelim. But here the mugmur is happening by itself. There's no ma'isa being done. Maybe there's no list of shvisas kelim. Shvisas kelim is only when you're doing the ma'isa. Rashi lay covered hakli shumaisa and the munah chaleret is resting on the ground. Vehem b'teichay and the kelim are inside it. Avle rechayim mashenken the grinder avdi maisa is doing the maisa. Ola that's beisimus svara. Ola beishamai kibin the munochim the gavon haynu maisa delay. And that's the machlekes nemishdom. Beishamai holds anything inside the kli even though you're dying it, but since it's in your kli and your kli is dying it on Shabbat, it's awesome. Beisimul holds no. Since it's just resting in the kli, and there's no ma'isa being done, even though melach is taking place, that's mutter. The only time there's mitzvah shvisas pent, there's only like a rechayim, where your mom is doing something. Or there's only, my time is shorim, you should look over ma'isa. Or there's only in shopishtim, my time is shorim, why are they mat you to put flax into the water before Shabbos? You should lay over ma'isa. Or me'nech ma'ich, they're just resting there. How are you allowed to put the traps before Shabbos for dogim to capture the dogim to have the maisa? Why are these traps on Shabbos when an animal goes into the trap snaps and closes. So the trap is doing the maisa, it should be awesome. So how could you say that still also holds an issa shvisas penta when you're doing something? So here you're doing something, it's still a smutter. My time is shori. We're talking about type of a trap like a hook. And you go fishing and you have a hook.
So chumul hook is not doing any melacha. Just the fish takes a bite and gets itself stuck inside the hook. So if the whole trap is a hook, that's not called doing a maisam. He's not talking about a mice trap. A mice trap talk has to snap and does a maisam. He's talking about a type of a trap that just you have a hook there. So the Mahash to the Yom Raboshia, Omer Ravasi, Man Tana Shvisas Kelum Diraisa, Lisham Lehib, Loi Beisilom, but we pass to know who's the man the Yomer that said in such an Issa Shvisas Kelum, only Beishamai, not Beisilom, is Le Beishamai, according to Beishamai, Bein Kovid Maisa, Bein Loi Kovid Maisa Wasser. According to Beishamai, he holds there is an Issa Shvisas Kelum.